we're doing now Vat Chesed, and we'll read a footnote of the Chafetz Chaim. I want to dedicate our learning tonight to a new Jew that came to the world a few days ago. His name is Mevi Or. Hashem should send him Refuah Shleima. He just had his bris on Friday. And Hashem should bless his parents. His mother should also have Refuah Shleima. And his parents should merit to continue in the beautiful way they've gone until now. And be zochet to see a lot of nachah from Mevi Or. The Chafetz Chaim writes, "V'nuchal la'avin baze kavanata katuv ulucha Hashem chesed chesed ki atat shalem nish kemaaseu." Based on what we learned the previous class, we can understand the verse that David says, "God, to you is kindness, for you pay a person back the way he behaves." Sherabim itmu, many people wonder, "My chesed uzeh? What kindness is there in that?" Shehakadosh Baruch Hu shalem lo kemaaseu. All God is doing is paying a person back for his ways. And I've said in the past, Leva'er b'derch dimyon, to explain this verse with an allegory. Lena'er echad shesachar tzmo etzel uman al chamesh shanim al mezonotav shel uman umalbushav. A child, he took an apprenticeship. He's going to work by the master for 5 years, and the master will teach him and feed him and clothe him. And he will apprentice and learn the trade. And he paid 25 ruble for it. But the lad made a condition that in the 5th year of his apprenticeship, then that year he'll already be close to the master, already know his stuff, like other tradesmen. The teacher will pay him 0.5 ruble each week. And as the years went on, the teacher had a lot of work. And against his will, he had no choice. He had to give over some of the work he had to other tradesmen. The child hit his 5th year. And he was as good a tradesman as any other tradesman. So the teacher paid him 0.5 ruble a week. That was the deal. But the lad saw that his teacher was paying the other tradesmen 4 ruble kesef lechol shavua. He was paying them 4 ruble a week. So here he was in his last year of apprenticeship, and he's doing as good a work as the other tradesmen, and he's getting 0.5 ruble a week. While all the other tradesmen who his teacher has to pay to fill in for him, for the teacher, are getting 4 ruble a week. So the lad turns to the teacher and he says, "You tricked me, right?" He says, "You know, I'm doing a good job. Why are you underpaying me? I do as good a job as them. Why do you only pay me 0.5 ruble a week when I do the same job as they do, and you pay them 4 ruble? So his teacher answered, "Isachal, what a fool. Could you compare your work to their work? I didn't have to toil for 4 years to teach them, to make them into tradesmen. They don't eat my food. You're sleeping by me. You're eating by me. Men malbushem alai. I don't pay for their clothing. V'gam bichlei umanut sheli enam mishtamshim. They have their own tools. You use my tools. How could you compare? Sheyesh lehem mishel atzman. Mashen ken ata. Sheasiticha uman. How could you compare? I made you into the tradesmen. V'ochel misheli. You're eating my food. V'gam amlachashta oseh. The work you're doing, gam ken bichlei umanut sheli. You're using my tools. So what do you mean I should pay you like I'm paying them? It's enough that I pay you 0.5 ruble a week." So this is the example. The Chafetz Chaim says, by the same token here, when we look at a mitzvah that we perform, we say, "God, what a favor I've done for you. I put on tefillin this morning," right? Who gave you that hand to put tefillin on? Who gave the person the intellect to don the tefillin? Or the power, the capacity to do it? The gamma modra zeh, or the money to buy tefillin. Halo kolu mishen hakadosh baruch hu. God gave us all the tools and all the food and all the strength to do the mitzvah. Uladam en lo bazeh kim habchira. Where is our role in the mitzvah? Our free choice. We could choose to do it or not do it. But everything else is a gift. It's not ours. It was given to us. The capacity to perform the mitzvah was given to us. Sheyesh lo reshut bazeh lasot kmo sheyotzeh. The only area where we do something is in our free choice. And even so, Mishnenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilu kol ha'maaseh haya shelo. When God comes and evaluates it, he's like a parent. The child takes the parents' pen and the parents' money and the parents' paper and he writes a nice letter and then he uses the parents' money to buy him a gift. And what does the parent say? What a nice surprise you bought me for my birthday. That was beautiful. The parent treats it as though the kid took everything of his own. So David HaMelech turns to Hashem and says, Ulecha Hashem Chesed. To you, Hashem, it's kindness that you pay us back in accordance with our actions. You don't look at our actions and say, wait a second, I did 9/10 of that. What'd you do? You had free choice. You made the right choice. But everything else, you used mine. Like the tradesman could tell the lad, I gave you everything. You used everything of mine to do the work. Why should I pay you like I pay other tradesmen? God doesn't do that with us. That's why David HaMelech says, to you Hashem is kindness. Hashem treats it as though we've done everything. V'zeu kavanat ha-katuv, and that's what the verse means. Ulecha Hashem chased. To you Hashem, it's really kindness that you pay a person back in accordance with their actions and you don't take into account all of your end of the work. Okay, we'll pick up here next time.